You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Needless and scandalized, the reactions from rank and file of the new patriotic party as drama unfolds over President Akufo-Addo's latest appointment of former finance minister Ken Oforiatta as special envoy on international finance and private sector investment.
It's the same guy who gets kicked out of the Eurobond market. How can he be an envoy? I think Nane knows the international community are not that gullible, so we don't send him there. It will be a terrible move. It will be undoing all that Nana is giving us hope.
And there's more unfolding tonight. Emerging grassroots campaign rallying sympathizers of the governing New Patriotic Party to get the president to completely officially cut working ties with his cousin and to kick out Ken Oforiatta out of his new portfolio.
The Ghanaian people have had enough of Ken Oforiatta. Offer calls on all well-meaning party members and sympathizers to join the call to get Ken Oforiatta out of this latest appointment.
And top story, as always, is brought to you by Vodafone. Further together and blessed together. And tonight, Ken must go, but he must go completely out of government. Well, that's the summary of the latest campaign being waged against President Akufo-Addo as he comes under intense pressure for the latest appointment of his cousin, Ken Oforiatta, as Ghana's special envoy on international finance and private sector investment. Well, Mr. Oforiatta was reluctantly removed from his post as the longest serving Minister for Finance and Economic Planning after a fierce battle by members of President Akufo-Addo's own New Patriotic Party, who called for his dismissal on the grounds that, of course, many Ghanaians have raised that this is the man who is partly to be blamed for the collapse of the Ghanaian economy. But even before the dust will settle on Ken Oforiatta's removal from the finance ministry, there's a group from the New Patriotic Party who are up in arms against the president, outraged by his latest appointment of Ken Oforiatta. Well, Joy News has cited copies of this letter communicating the reassignment of Mr. Oforiatta. And joining me now is Kwaku Asante, our parliamentary affairs correspondent, who's been looking at this very letter that we're talking about and why these groups are enraged by this very latest reassignment from the presidency. So let's get into the details of this document we're talking about, reading obviously on that green paper. And when we see that, it's either communicating a dismissal or an reassignment or an appointment. Quickly, let's get to it. What's the title of this document and who is this communique going to?
Well, this is addressed the 15th February. And you know that on the 14th of February, Valentine's Day, when President did that reshuffle, the rumors were rife that Ken Oforiatta was set to become a presidential staffer, is going to get something else. It appears the very next day after that reshuffle that removed him from the finance ministry after more than 7 years, he had landed a new job. And this letter is signed by Honorable Akosua Frimoseopari, the chief of staff
to, be the chief
to
of
the
staff,
president of the republic.
Writing just a day after the president had done the reshuffle.
Yes, and he's directed at Mr. Ken Oforiatta, signed, and is delivered also to the secretary to the president, secretary to the vice president, and others. He says, I am pleased. In fact, the title says, appointment as senior presidential advisor and special envoy for international finance and private sector investments. I am pleased to inform you that the president of the republic has appointed you as the senior presidential advisor and special envoy for international finance and private sector investments. I take this opportunity to congratulate you formally on your reassignment and wish you the very best in this new office.
It is as brief as it is, but communicating clearly what the new portfolio of Ken Oforiatta was going to be right at the moment the president was making changes in the government.
Yes.
It was clear that he was moving a notch higher, as some were arguing. But Kwaku, let's clear this, because there's that question on the minds of Ghanaians as well, talking about this new portfolio we're talking about. Yeah. What's the designation again?
It is appointment as senior presidential advisor
one, and then
and special envoy for international finance and private sector investments.
The question is, have we ever seen this in the Fourth Republic?
None at all. In fact, if you look at the history of the Fourth Republic and some of the appointments that have been made to the office of the president, this is a novelty. This is something that the president is creating for his cousin that he has dismissed from office. And it's so new, we have not seen anything of that sort. And if you look at the content of the letter, it does not even look as though the president was offering him. The president had been conversation, he had accepted to be in this new role, because normally these letters will say communicate your acceptance in a letter or so. It appears they had a conversation
and this
he had accepted
is a done
to come into this. Yes.
In the last few hours as well, we know that members of the governing New Patriotic Party, the president's own political party, they've been raising some concerns about this. The concern was first raised by, of course, Kwame Mpiniwu, who's a known stalwart of the party, now chairing, some of the campaign or manifesto.
Or the manifesto committee, the economy subcommittees of the New Patriotic Party.
What's his concern when he spoke to us earlier today?
Yeah, so Kwame Mpiniwu, who advises the Bawumia campaign on matters of finance, is saying that this is a completely unnecessary position to hand out, and that the president should really be sending out a clearer message to the public that Ken Oforiatta has done his bit. He should no longer be in government. He spoke to us on the AM show earlier today.
I mean, Ken Oforiatta going is good for the optics. That the person who led us into the financial and economic crisis we are in. We haven't been here before. There's never been a time when Ghana has not been able to pay its bills. We are not paying our bills. The bills are there. We are not going to start paying them until about 2025, 2026.
Right.
It's the same guy who gets us kicked out of the Eurobond market. How can he be an envoy? I think Nane knows the international community are not that gullible, so we don't send him there. We don't have an economy now. What is he going to be advising him on? You picked Amin Antab as a minister for finance. Leave him to start doing the work. And the good thing about that appointment, for example, Amin is very savvy about the energy sector.
Right.
One of the Achilles heels of this economy is the energy. The take or pay thing and the debt we owe the independent power producers. Ken is gone, and that nobody is thinking about is going to sit anywhere to advise anybody or handhold Amin Antab at the Minister of Finance, you know. So
from where you sit, you reckon that will be a bad move?
It will be a terrible move. It will be undoing all that Nana is giving us hope that he's trying to do, you know. And look, Nana is a savvy politician, and he's not going to cut his nose to spite his face, you know. He fought very hard to get Bahamia as the flag bearer. And in the politics of the NPP, political parties in the constitution are instruments for securing political power to implement the policies and the objectives of the party.
Well, so that's renowned economist Kwame Pini, who's also a stalwart of the governing New Patriotic Party. But let's put this in context, because so many changes happened at the Ministry of Finance. This has not got to do with only Ken Ofori-Atta there. But then some changes were also made when the substantive minister, Amin Adam, was appointed. What do we know about that as well?
So before Amin Adam was appointed as the substantive minister of finance to take over from Ken Ofori-Atta, he was the minister of state at the finance ministry. It meant there were two other deputies, Abena Osiasare and John Kuma. We now know that the president is said to elevate Abena Osiasare to become a minister of state at the finance ministry. And
right.
So we expect that that letter will be read in parliament within this week. So Abena Osiasare, the MP for Etiwa East in the Eastern region, is now going to become the minister of state at the finance ministry. She's currently a deputy minister. There's also a new appointment, Dr. Alexander Ampabin. He's currently the NPP 2024 parliamentary candidate for the Juabosu constituency in the Western North region.
Right.
He's contesting to unseat Kwabena Minta Akando there. He has also now been appointed the deputy minister to take over from Abena Osiasare. So it will mean there will still be two deputies at the finance ministry.
And then
there will be a minister,
state,
and then there will be the minister substantive at the finance
and
ministry.
And now the special envoy.
And then special envoy in terms of finance. Who will be seated at the presidency as well.
Interesting days ahead. Kwekwe Santia, parliamentary affairs correspondent, breaking it all down for us. But there's drama unfolding now in the New Patriotic Party as a group calling itself the Alliance of Foot Soldiers Advocacy is now staging a grassroots campaign asking all sympathisers of the New Patriotic Party to join their demand to have the finance minister Ken Ofori-Atta kicked out of his new portfolio. Now the group says they are scandalised by the latest decision of the president.
The Alliance for Foot Soldiers Advocacy is scandalized by the latest appointment of the embattled finance minister Ken Ofori-Atta as senior presidential advisor and special envoy for international finance and private sector investment. Inasmuch as the president of the republic is clothed with the executive authority to appoint persons he deems fit into the government, it is equally important that he refrains from exercising the power arbitrarily and capriciously. It is needless to say that Ken Ofori-Atta's performance as finance minister post-COVID-19 has been questionable, and the least the Ghanaian people expect is for him to step aside from the economic decision of the country as pertains in other jurisdictions. Ken Ofori-Atta remains the only finance minister, at least in the Fourth Republic, who has received public condemnation from MPs of his own party. Appointing him to this novel position, albeit advisory amid our current economic challenges, is nothing but a slap in the faces of the Ghanaian electorate. Mr. President, with all due respect, it is about time you listen to the sentiments of the electorate in whose name you exercise your presidential powers in order to make the campaign, in order not to make the campaign difficult for our new flag bearer. The Ghanaian people have had enough of Ken Oforiatta. Have a call on all well-meaning party members and sympathizers to join the call to get Ken Oforiatta out of this latest appointment. As it is counterproductive to the MPP's strive in breaking the eight. Long live MPP, long live Ghana.
Well, so this is the concern of a grassroots wing within the New Patriotic Party, raising their concerns as to the possible impact on the upcoming elections. But what really is this position being given to the former finance minister when we talk of the position of special envoy on international finance as being given to him by the president, also playing some roles as the special envoy on private sector investment? Let's get some clarity on this. Joining us is Palgrave Bwachi Dankwa, his government spokesperson on governance, joining us to give us a background to this decision of the president and why we're having what we're having now. Kamal Amasama Bruni is also speaking for this grassroots group, Alliance for Foot Soldiers Advocacy. Then we have Professor Gottfried Bobkim, who's an economist and also a professor of finance at the University of Ghana, all joining the conversation. We'll bring them into the conversation shortly, but let's get understanding on this very position that has been handed Ken Oforiatta. Palgrave, thank you for joining us here on Top Story. The position is Special Envoy on International Finance and Private Sector Investments. What does that really mean?
Blessed, thank you very much and a very good evening to your listeners and your viewers. And I must appreciate the brains that you have gathered around the panel to share their opinion. It's important, really, for me that as we discuss these issues, don't come across as being vindictive, or we don't come across as having an agenda to discredit the personality and the character and the experience of the Honorable Ken Oforiatta. This is a man who, in private sector, had a very successful investment banking organization, well acclaimed across the world. Moved away from private sector, came into public service, became Ghana's finance minister under the leadership of President Ahmadu Dampo Akufo-Addo, helped Ghana, had a single-digit inflation from 2017, 2018, 2019, went through a global pandemic of COVID-19 and Russia's invasion of Ukraine. I just got back from United Kingdom today, and United Kingdom last week is going through recession, and so the global economies are changing. I'm surprised to hear that people will state that the Honorable Ken Oforiatta is the one that landed the Ghanaian economy into challenges. I'm surprised to hear. I'm not an economist, I've not studied economy, but I'm surprised to hear that anyone will make that statement, bearing in mind the challenges that the global economy has had to face. I'm also particularly surprised to think that anyone would think that the role that the president Ahmadu Dampo Akufo-Addo has created is one that is duplicated in terms of the roles that are conflicting with the Minister for Finance and the Minister of State and then the two deputy ministers. I think that it's important that as a country, as we move forward, we focus on people's unique selling proposition, and we also focus on people's impact. The president has special envoy. The country is a member of various committees that are set up. I mean, there is a climate change committee, which are conversations that have been ongoing. There's a special envoy. that represents the president on those conversations. And I don't think that the president has made any mistake in appointing Ghana. This is Ghana's former finance minister.
I get the point.
To be a special envoy. And I think
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
The consistent, if I may,
yes, you will land.
I think that the consistent attack is gradually becoming as though people have some personal verdict against the persona of the Honorable Ken Ofori-Atta. That's an excellent man. That's an excellent professional. Gentleman who has helped this country.
I get your point.
The affairs of the Ghanaian economy.
And what I'm seeking to do now is to move away from your complaints, the fact that there is an attack on the person of Ken Ofori-Atta. What I want us to do now is to look at the position. Special envoy on international finance and private sector investments. My question to you still remains, what is this position all about?
It's very broad, I mean, to be honest. And I speak from my understanding of how I presume it would be, because I don't have, I've not received briefing on the roles, but I speak on how it should be from the basic understanding of the layman. The private sector, the global economies are always impacted by private sector. And this is the man who has come from private sector into government, who well understands government and understands private sector other than him. Who well understands global investments than him?
The president.
And so when the president does, you're asking me to give my context and understand it, if I may.
But based on what you're telling us, sir, I'm unable to allow you to proceed. You're telling us the president did not provide full clarity, disclosure on this new portfolio. We've never seen
that
this in the Fourth Republic.
That is not what I've said. I've not said the president has not provided full clarity. What I've said is that I have not received full briefing. And so I am giving you based on my understanding. I'm explaining how the role is based on how I understand
it
from a layman's point of view. I'm not saying the president has not provided full clarity. I think that the letter is enough.
And you acknowledge that you may be wrong and that you may not be fully communicating the position of the president on this.
Then let's stick to the statement of the letter, because then the statement of the letter is enough.
But Ghanaians want to know now, given the fact that we've not seen this before and there are questions emerging as to the kind of duplication that we're seeing. This is happening just the day after the reshuffle of the president. Many believe there will be an opportunity for the president to downsize his government and perhaps demonstrate to Ghanaians that this government is indeed listening to the calls on, you know, reshaping the government size. You speak for the president on governance, and that's why I'm putting all of these questions to you.
Blessed, it's important that as you ask the questions, I bring clarity based on how I understand the issues. When I'm bringing clarity based on how I understand the issues, I think that you should allow me to elucidate my point a lot more. Because if not, then we are not having a conversation. And I think that the purpose of this interview is to bring clarity to issues that you don't understand and the general public does not understand. The letter states it very clearly that the president has appointed him as a special envoy on international issues. And the president has appointed him as well on private sector issues internationally. And I think that the the spirit of the letter is very clear. That is not ambiguous at all. And so if you want any other further clarification, we stick to the letter as it is.
Between the finance minister and now the special envoy on international finance and private sector investments, who do we hold to account on, you know, happenings on the economy?
I think it's very clear. The 1992 constitution is clear on who is responsible for the Ghanaian economy, who represents the president and presents the president's budget, and that will be the minister for finance.
And that puts Mr. Ofuerata where exactly, sir?
No, you just asked the question, who we hold responsible for the Ghanaian economy. And I said that the 1992 constitution is very clear that the various ministers that have been appointed by the president represent the president. And so that would be the minister for finance, which would be the designated minister now, the Honorable Amin Anda.
I see. And just hold on for us, because there are others also joining the conversation. Professor Godfrey Botkin is also joining. We have Kamala Masamabruni, who also belongs to your own political party. They say they are waging this grassroots campaign to ask the president to rescind his decision. I'll take your thoughts on that shortly. But Professor Botkin, if you can hear me, the point now has been made clear to us that this is a finance minister who's worked extensively in the Fourth Republic, longer serving finance minister, and so we should allow him to advise the president now and to act as the special envoy on international finance. You agree with this position, as has been explained by Palgrave to us?
Thank you very much. Good evening, and good evening to our Chinese listeners. What I hold a contrary view, my considered view is that Honorable Ken Ofuerata has done his part for this country. And the optimal time for the president to have asked him to leave the government probably was 2.5 years ago or so. Failure to do so really doesn't add much to the conversation right now. And actually, the market has moved on. The market has moved beyond Ken. So it is very clear that the whole essence of the reshuffle was not really to improve the economy or the lots of Ghanaians necessarily. It may be coming more from the perspective of how they can reposition the party for the 2024 election. And I'm sure perhaps that is why maybe some key members or maybe some members of the party probably will feel that the reappointment of the finance minister to this new role is actually a zero-sum game, if it's not a negative-sum game. So to that extent, I think that we can move on. I want to believe that the president may be looking at it from the perspective that there are ongoing negotiations, discussions with our creditors from the international capital market, euro bonds and other engagement, for which reason maybe Honorable Ken Ofuerata may be still be useful in completing all of that. But I think that again, that will not work from my perspective. I think that you know, sometimes if you overstay in your position, it's very difficult for people to even remember the good things that you have done. And I want to believe that since the middle part of 2019, especially when Ghana exited the 16th IMF-supported program, actually from April 2019, we have noticed certain steps, decisions, with major ramifications coming from Ken as the one in charge of the economy. That overall...
Yeah.
Have not inured to the good of this economy.
But this is where of course, government spokespersons like Paul Grave would disagree with you. They say there are exogenous shocks that accounted for where we find ourselves now, and not necessarily, you know, Ken Ofuerata's fault. You disagree?
No, that is not a complete view. In fact, it would be strange for anyone to think that what Ghana has gone through and is going through is solely the result of external shocks. No, that will not be a proper and objective reflection of what has happened. Look, if you pick the IMF supported program, it is very clear from the program government itself signed that before COVID, before Russia-Ukraine, there were pre-existing vulnerabilities. COVID only revealed the extent of the vulnerabilities. So it's not necessarily true to think that what we are going through, because the issue is that what makes it global, okay, is the fact that its impact is pervasive and it's not restricted to only Ghana. So we can see how other well-governed economies also responded to the same shocks. You can talk about Cote d'Ivoire. In fact, look at Benin right now. Look at their inflation rates. Look at Togo. Look at Cote d'Ivoire. Look at other countries. Of course, we can also see marginality, right? If it comes to inflation, because of the Francophone zone, the impact of exchange rate pressures through inflation is mute in those countries relative to Ghana. Even if you control for that, you will still see country nuances that you can trace to failure on our part. And look, let me give you this example before I leave. Hello?
I'm with you, sir.
Yeah. Ghana and Kenya exited COVID-19 with similar economic fundamentals, similar challenges. The difference between Kenya and Ghana, as we speak right now, was simply because Kenya was a bit more proactive in reaching out to the IMF for fund-supported program right after COVID. But in Ghana, and that is where I think that Honorable Ken Oforiatta failed Ghanaians, because part of leadership is to recognize the signs and the magnitude before the average Ghanaian gets to know. And the failure on the part of the finance minister then and the government overall in being proactive in reaching out to the IMF actually brought so much hardship on Ghanaians. And I have said it. I won't run away from that. I respect Honorable Ken Oforiatta. Look, when he was appointed, I supported his appointment. Looking at his performance of private sector, we couldn't have gotten it better than that, right? But overall, let me tell you, what we see right now really does not give compelling reason for him to be given another responsibility.
All right. Grateful for your position. And that's economist and professor of finance at the University of Ghana, Professor Godfred Bokwin. Now there is a push within the New Patriotic Party itself, with the grassroots group Alliance for Foot Soldiers Advocacy also pushing for other sympathizers of the New Patriotic Party to join forces with the group to seek the president's revocation of this appointment to Ken Oforiatta. Paul Grieve, I'll take your thoughts shortly, but let's hear from the group also making that push. Kamal Masama Bruni is joining us, convener of the group. Kamal, here we are. You've heard the explanations, and of course, it's coming through from an official source speaking on behalf of government. Now you belong to the New Patriotic Party. Will you change your mind? Hello, Kamal.
Pleasant.
Yes, I hope you can hear me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Right.
And good evening to your viewers and listeners as well. For us, AFA, before we put out any statement, we'll first listen to the grassroots. And that's a group we represent. There's never been a statement we've issued that solely came from us without listening to the grassroots. In fact, we have other platforms where we have our membership across the country. And I can tell Dr. Pargriff himself, I know, knows very well that this appointment does not resonate within the rank and file of the party. You just played the audio of Dr. Kwame Mpieni, and also this is a stalwart of the party. And when it comes to the grassroots, I can tell you, descend down and ask how many rank and file of the party grassroots are in support of this appointment. Clearly not. We are the same party that taught ourselves with this mantra that we have the men, we have the men. Granted, the president even wants to make an appointment of such a novelty, must it still be Ken? If the president is so much enthused about the performance of Ken, why did he remove him as a finance minister?
Interesting questions you're asking there. We're running out of time. Isaac Adongo is a member of the Finance Committee in Parliament. He's joining us now. Good evening to you, sir. Thanks for joining us on Top Story. Your brief remarks on this push to have the president revoke the appointment of Ken Oforiatta.
Good evening to you and to your listeners. I think I've had reason to say that what the president has done is technically to give Mohamed Amin one job with the left and take it back with the right. What the appointment of Ken Oforiatta is akin to having a senior finance minister. supervising the finance minister. If you know the way government works, the finance minister has to implement major policies through cabinet and through executive approval of the president. And when he is going to cabinet or he is going to seek approval from the president will consult his advisor, and his advisor is Ken Ofori-Atta. So if Ken doesn't agree with the policy orientation of the finance minister, it's as good as not even starting it, because it won't get a cabinet or executive approval. So how can we have a finance minister who cannot do things differently from the way they were being done before? How can we not have a finance minister who can be independent in thoughts, who cannot come to the job with his own thinking of how he thinks things should be done, but then must stay with the status quo? Unfortunately, if you look at even his envoy role, basically what they are trying to do is to still let him be in charge of our debt negotiation, our debt restructuring, and all of that. So, I mean, Anta really, you know, will not have anything to do with the debt restructuring except to listen to what Ken wants. And Ken is going to basically pursue the kind of debt restructuring that he started that has stalled. Mm. We now have just a few months to end the year, and yeah, we still don't have a concrete agreement on any front.
And so you want that revoked as well?
Is that?
You want the position revoked as well?
It is a needless position. It is an imposition to stifle the initiative, the capability of the new finance minister. What we have done is technically to render capable hands incapable by appointing somebody who has failed this country. In any civilized country, what Ken has taken us through, he should be the last person to be in public and not to be given further appointments that are even more severe than the one that he used to damage us.
And just because we need to go, I'll give a minute to you, Bogrev Bachidankwa, to just wrap up for us. What will be the way forward, and will the president be seeking any further engagements on this?
Blessed, I appreciate the conversations that have come from the very respected people. What I would want to state is that Ken hasn't taken us through any difficulty. We have had challenges as a Ghanaian economy because of the global impact of issues that have happened. I think that we need to be able to state that very clearly. When the minority side of parliament called for the censorship of the Minister for Finance, the Ghanaian people observed how he effectively acquitted himself. I mean, so really, the continual statement of the fact that Minister Ken has taken us through difficulties, I think it should be taken out of any conversation. And I appreciate the conversations that have gone on. The rest is for the president to make his decision. And I think that the president has made his decision that he has appointed Minister Ken. We should allow the economy to go on. And I think that that would be enough.
And I'm grateful for your time. That's Bogrev Bachidankwa, government spokesperson.